How to have fun, anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We're here for the history, not the hype. To shed light, not fan flames. We're here for the whole story, not just a headline. Here to uphold democracy, uncover the facts, and illuminate what matters. Democracy dies in darkness. That's where we come in. The Washington Post. Switch on. Subscribe today at washingtonpost.com/iHeart.
We've all tried protein drinks on the go, but why don't they taste more like the ones we make at home or from the juice bar? They're too chalky and too sweet from sugar or artificial sweeteners. We love the health benefits, but hate the taste. Now you can finally get both with Don't Quit Protein Drinks. Loaded with 33 grams of protein, 26 vitamins and minerals, and a cleaner approach to ingredients that use no artificial flavors or sweeteners, but still delivers that smooth texture and delicious taste we all crave. Fuel your perseverance with Don't Quit Clean Protein Drinks. Get yours now at Amazon.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Take a deep dive into the stories making the news headlines across the world.
The news agents.
We're not just here to tell you what's happening, but why. From me, Emily Maitlis.
And me, John Sopel.
With Global's award-winning podcast, The News Agents, dropping daily, covering everything you need to know about politics and current affairs.
And The News Agents USA, following every twist and turn in the race for the White House.
Listen to The News Agents on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Your cell phone. This is WTKSFM HD1 Cocoa Beach, Orlando. Listen on your free iHeartRadio app for all your music, radio, and podcasts.
Someone's gonna get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The monsters in the morning. Monsters in the morning.
Monsters in the
morning.
Of all time. Yeah, it is. You're one of the best. You've got the best. A house talk show in the morning anywhere in the country. It's a Monsters Mornings. We're Radio 104.1, and we're broadcasting live on the iHeartRadio app all over the planet and all over the world. You listen to the app, you got the Monsters, and you can listen to us live right now for the next 5 hours. Or if you missed yesterday's show, you can check that out hour by hour. We've got that in the podcast section last week, last month. It's all up there. Check it out if you want to. And then if you want to leave us a message starting now, you can. Click on the microphone. Leave us a message. We'll play those at the end of the show. We call them hot takes, but they're it's fun to do, right? Also, we're live on our YouTube channel, Real Radio Monsters. On YouTube, you'll like that as well. There's a chat area where you can chat back and forth with Real Monster fans. It's very, very cool. And over 30,000 subscribers, which is great. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program with the fellas and a lady. And we got other ladies and we got other fellas. We got a whole bunch of stuff happening today. We'll be doing this until around 11 o'clock. Here's the producer, the Angel of Boom, Angel of Air. And the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes.
Yes.
That's two songs that put me in a good mood right there, man. Show Your Love with Van Halen. That's a deep cut.
I'm the One.
That I've always loved. Is it called I'm the One?
I'm the One, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But the chorus is Show Your Love.
But it's called I'm the One?
I'm the One,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, great song. And then Ready for the Weekend always puts me it always puts me in a damn good mood to get ready to do this thing for a Friday the 13th. Here's my question. Has Taylor Swift turned that around? Because I know, like, 13 is her number and everything, right? Like, so I probably less people in the world now think that the number 13, the Friday the 13th, is a bad luck day.
I believe that's only a Western like thing. Like, I think in most of the world, 13 is actually a lucky number.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I know that she considers it her lucky number, and all the little Taylor Swifties, they think now your 13 is a lucky number, kind of changing that whole thing around.
Is it for her? Because she's only the biggest pop star in the world, but can't find love.
What are you talking about?
She's Travis, in love right now.
She got her man.
No, three more days she's breaking up, right? Isn't that the thing? We saw the letter. We saw the contract.
Yeah, I think that was. Yeah.
You want to bet?
Yeah,
let's bet right now.
Yeah. All right.
I think they're good. She at the VMA awards the other night. She brought him up. Oh my God! Everybody went crazy. She said, my boyfriend, Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I said, almost said Shannon Sharp for some reason. Yeah. I got him.
Well, where's your head at?
Well, yeah. I was just reading what he was saying about Tua Tagovailoa. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But where was it? Oh, yeah, Friday the 13th. Yeah, yeah. It used to be, oh, my God, Friday the 13th, unlucky day. I don't know. People don't really do that anymore, do they?
I mean, fear of the number 13 is still a very big thing in the United States. I forget what the actual Latin term for it is, but to the point where we still do that BS where we'll have two floors and it'll say 12A and 12B.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can't have a a 13th floor. So that was stupid. An old thing. They still don't do that, do they?
There's some that do it.
Yeah,
or there's some that won't even call it the 13th floor. It'll just say like gym level or something.
I've never even checked that. Like with the hotels here in Orlando, are there with all the hotels that built in Orlando? Did they fall into that mess?
It's by a person by person basis. I'm sure it's whoever's building the hotel. If they're like, I don't like the number 13, so we're not doing it. A lot of people, though, like, we're weird.
I don't know,
man,
if they do that with new construction, though.
I don't think they do.
Because there's a whole, you know why they do it is because there's a whole sect of people that would, like, not want to live or have an office on the 13th floor.
But there's a whole sect of people that would.
Wouldn't care.
They would think it was badass.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I'm on the 13th.
Yeah, but that's...
Come visit me on the 13th. If you're on 13. 13.
If you're trying to make money, though, you're trying to make it as good as possible. So you're like, oh, you're actually on... This building's on floor 12B.
You're in room 13 on the 13th floor.
We're just stupid. We're stupid humans. We're stupid people. It's the same reason why, like, when you watch a car commercial and they don't have license plates on them.
Oh, well, that's so, I mean.
Why would you need a license plate in a car commercial?
Yeah. So when you watch a car commercial, right, you'll see it driving down the road. And if you look at the license plate of that car, it's always like built into the actual car itself.
Yeah.
Like it's just like a bumpy back, like what would look like a license plate. That is not done so you just like. Don't identify where the car is. That is done because people have such a bias towards other states that if somebody like from Wyoming sees a California license plate, they'll be like, well, I just won't buy that car then. That's real. I learned that in my marketing class.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard that before. Huh. I don't know. Well, anyway.
People are just dumb.
How about this one, though? This is on the 13th, and my buddy Mondo Duke gave me a heads up on this. So tattoo shops. You can get a $13 tattoo on Friday the 13th, but it's all the small pieces, like the little, flash pieces.
I saw that. And you know what?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, I saw that. It was on the news this morning. I guess that's the thing with tattoo parlors. They do that today. And then also today.
Every tattoo. I need to know which tattoo parlors are doing it. I want to go get a couple pieces. I'm going to go and visit every single one of them in Orlando and get like 9 new pieces.
On the news on NBC, they said participating tattoo parlors is what they said. But I'll tell you who's doing something special today. It's Krispy Kreme for 13 cents. You can get 13 donuts.
Well, that's a baker's dozen, right? And again, that's why they call it a baker's dozen, because people are freaked out by the number 13.
It just sounds cool. The baker would make 12. You'd buy 12 and he'd throw in an extra. That was what it was.
For being cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 13's cool. They don't call it the 13 donuts.
The baker's cool dozen.
A dozen is 12, and a baker's dozen, they throws in an extra.
It's 13, so we're pretending again that the number 13 doesn't exist in this situation.
No.
What is happening.
Everyone knows the baker's dozen is 13.
But
that's what it's called.
A dozen is 12. He's throwing in an extra so you'll come back.
He's
hooking you up. Here's one extra donut.
Hey, eat this one on the road so no one knows that you jumped into the other 12. Here's one for you for your troubles.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey?
I guess there's a lot of tattoo parlors that are doing that today. $13, you get a tattoo.
It's the baker's dozen, and most widely understood to be so they don't get a beating in medieval times because the 13 number, devil's number, can't have it. You can't have that number.
What?
So they would beat you if you said 13. I don't know.
He's making that up. I can tell he's making that up. Yeah, he's making it up. Hey, I did a couple things yesterday. I'll talk about a little bit. But on my way home, I got to hear you were on with the Jim Colbert show yesterday. Sounded good. Sounded really good.
Yeah.
I know they're having some. They're down a couple
staffing
people.
Staffing issues.
So when did you get the call?
So I knew I was doing that day. I knew, but. I know Wednesday.
We should have promoted it. I didn't know you were going to do it.
That's my fault, man. Yeah. Dude, I was
supposed to do it.
And then, but I know that on Wednesday they had to go to Best Up because of being sick and making sure everybody, you know, Jack's on vacation.
Deb was sick. And, yeah.
And then I might be stepping in again today. So I'm waiting to hear from him.
So I was driving home. I got to go see my granddaughter for the first time yesterday, which was super cool. And I'll talk about that in a little bit. But I'm listening and I turned Jimmy on and I'm like, huh, that doesn't sound okay. I can't. I think I know that voice, but you know, I don't think that's Angel because you were talking about something that we had talked about and it was the different, you know.
You didn't recognize his voice and you've been together for a baker's dozen of years?
Yeah. Well, the thing is I think the compression on the mic or something. I had to wait for him to say your name to make sure for sure it was you.
I don't do anything on the mic though.
Huh.
I don't, this is me. I don't turn it up. I don't do none of that. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Sounded good though. You guys sounded great together.
I sounded lovely, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Thank you.
Yeah, you sounded really good. So you might
so
be doing
it. So just you and Jim?
Yesterday it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah,
it was fun.
No, I said fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there wasn't anything behind that fun.
Right. I picked up on that. I picked up what you were putting down. I had a blast,
you're
Ryan.
You're a grump this morning.
Yeah,
just because it's Friday the 13th, you're a grump. We're in a good mood. Me and Angel
I'm
are in
a great
mood.
You guys just need facts.
No, we don't want facts. Facts screw everything up.
Facts are important. So I found the actual answer.
Okay, please. I'm dying to find out what the real baker's dozen is. I can't wait. Please tell me.
Me, dog.
So back in medieval times, like if the king wanted to go to the bakery, right, or like any like noble, they'd get a dozen donuts.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the donuts, they didn't count correctly. So if you didn't count correctly, you didn't give them a full dozen, you'd get flogged. You'd get straight up beaten. And so the bakers started throwing in a little bit extra just
to make sure count wrong.
To make sure, yeah.
Okay, well
that's not what that came from.
I'm literally looking at Britannica.com.
Are you Googling?
Not currently.
That makes sense, though. They didn't know how to count very well, so he just threw a bunch in to make sure, like, there's at least 12 there for the king. I don't want him flogging me.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not getting flogged over donuts.
All right, that would make sense. Okay, yeah. I thought he was giving you an extra to be cool so you'll come back, but there's probably only one donut shop in the medieval town. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's only one guy. I can imagine there's two competitive donut shops in medieval times that are competing for your business.
Yeah, there wasn't a Dunkin' Donuts and a Krispy Kreme back
right,
then.
Right, fighting it out, for God's sakes. Well, anyway. Yeah, that's the big thing they're doing at Krispy Kreme is 13 cents for 13 donuts. That's kind of cool. But anyway, I tell you about some other personal stuff that happened yesterday. Getting ready for a big weekend. I did a walkthrough out in Mount Dora for the Pitmaster Pours Bash of Mount Dora for the wrestling match and everything. So I'll tell you about the walkthrough I did yesterday and a bunch of other stuff. So don't go anywhere. It's a Friday. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every day, we are driven to get the facts, find the sources, listen to the voices, and tell the stories that illuminate what matters. Democracy dies in darkness. That's where we come in. The Washington Post. Switch on. Subscribe today at washingtonpost.com/iHeart.
We've all tried protein drinks on the go,
But why don't they taste more like the ones we make at home or from the juice bar? They're too chalky and too sweet from sugar or artificial sweeteners. We love the health benefits, but hate the taste. Now you can finally get both with Don't Quit protein drinks. Loaded with 33 grams of protein, 26 vitamins and minerals, and a cleaner approach to ingredients that use no artificial flavors or sweeteners, but still delivers that smooth texture and delicious taste we all crave. Fuel your perseverance with Don't Quit clean protein drinks. Get yours now at Amazon.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Take a deep dive into the stories making the news headlines across the world.
The News Agents.
We're not just here to tell you what's happening, but why. From me, Emily Maitlis.
And me, John Sopel.
With Global's award-winning podcast, The News Agents, dropping daily, covering everything you need to know about politics and current affairs.
And The News Agents USA, in the race for the White House.
Listening to The News Agents on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The News Agents to start listening.
Happy Friday the 13th. I don't believe in none of that stuff. I think it's going to be a good day. Happy Friday the 13th. What's up? I'm Ross Rollins along with Angel and Ryan here today. Savannah's on her way in. Later on in the show, we got Savannah Savino and Monster Matt's going to come
way
in.
Way too many Savannahs.
We got a couple Savannahs today. And then we got Beer of the Week. Monster Mags is going to come in for Beer of the Week towards the end of the program. I wonder if she's bringing food with her. That's a good question. Hey, so yesterday I did a walkthrough for the event this weekend, and that was pretty cool. I mean, it's going to look great. It's in Mount Dora, Elizabeth Evans Park. And so when I get, you know me, the walkthrough is at 1, but I get there a little early to make sure I get there on time. And, you know, I'm like, you know, I can get there early and do my little thumbnail for today and, you know, whatever. So I get there at noon. I get there about an hour early. And while I'm there, the guys are there setting up the tents. Now, if you remember correctly, if those that don't know, whatever, back before I did radio, I had a tent company. I had a party company. We did tents, tables, chairs. Like, that was my business for about 10 years. That's what I did. So I'm there and I'm watching the guys put the tents up and I'm starting to get that tent fever. Like, get the tent, you know, get
that need some help?
Yeah. Hey guys, how you doing? And I start acting like I'm owner, you know, like I'm the owner again, you know.
Oh, no.
Hey man, the tent looks good, guys. is that an anchor tent? You know, okay, and I started talking to one of the guys there. I think the guy that was in charge, really nice guy. He actually was a fan of the show. He knew who I was, and we talked tents for about 15, 20 minutes, and it was pretty cool.
Was his name Dave?
His name wasn't Dave. You know, I can't remember his name. He may have introduced himself, but I don't remember. I just know that we talked for a while, and
poor Dave.
No, we had fun.
Yeah, just talking tents with my new buddy in Mount Door. Hey, guys, make sure that's anchored down good.
Yeah, good
okay,
anchors.
We don't want to blow away. What category is this rated for, Dave?
Yeah.
Dave.
Dave knew. He knew it all.
Is this vinyl? Is this polyester tent? Wow, in my day, we didn't have this.
The only thing that that I added is that we had to have lighting put in the middle of the tent. I want lighting on the ring. But other than that, man, everything looked great. Looking forward to it. We're all praying that there's going to be no rain. This is this was confirmed that when you walk into the event, you're going to see the real radio tent. Matter of fact, two real radio tents. So I added a tent. I want to make it bigger.
More tents, guys.
More tents.
A bigger tent for real radio. Make sure they're anchored.
Real radio needs to be seen. And so there'll be two real radio tents. And in the real radio tents, Amber Nova will be signing merchandise and stuff for a little while. So you can go there and get merchandise from Amber Nova if you wish. And there will be Triple R blended whiskey at the real radio tent. Normally they put us in a different tent. But what ends up happening is people keep asking the real radio tent, where's Russ at? And they're sending him over there. So we're going to do it all under the real radio tent. And I'll be there for a little while signing bottles of Triple R blended whiskey until the wrestling starts. And then the wrestling starts about 4, the bell starts at 4:30. That's bell time.
Bell time. Tent guys, you hear that? 4:30, tent time.
The tent guys were good, man.
Guys, I don't mean to be a little bit angry, but I can be a little intense.
I start talking about how they clean the tents, you know, and then they, you know, how often. Of course, you know, you don't use bleach, right? No, you don't use bleach. You know, you got to use a simple green. Like all the little things about the tenting that most folks wouldn't know.
Yeah, ironically, you haven't pitched a tent in years. Naturally.
Oh, that was a boner joke.
That was a boner joke. I don't like it. Get that tent out of here.
I got it. But the tents look good. They were very clean. I was very impressed with them.
I don't want these dirty off-white tents. I don't want to look like I'm at a fair, fellas, okay?
Yeah,
I want to look like a wedding.
Yeah, dirty tents are bad, you know? But it's hard to keep them clean. That's the thing. It's hard to keep
them
clean.
You got to wash them, right? Well, how do you wash the tent? Why'd I ask a tent question? How do you wash the tent, though? You got to put it back up when you get back to your place?
Yeah, and then, you got to use a big rig and rig them up, you know, and so they dry properly and they don't get, because if you wash them and leave them on the ground, the dirt's going to get back on them. So you got to do a big rig to get them up, and you got to use a simple green is usually the best thing to use to clean them, just so you know.
All right, talking tents in the morning.
Tents in the morning. Anyway, it's going to be a great event. It looks like it's going to be good. Happy about that. And then after that, I got to go for the first time, go see my little granddaughter. And I told you, I didn't know if I was going to like her as much as I liked my grandson. Because, you know, my grandson's been around for about a year and a half. You know, or 2 years, you know, I get to know him. I get to hang out with him. He sees me. He's like, Papa, you know, and so I'm like, yeah, this new thing. But as soon as I get to hold her, that loving feeling happens. It was natural. It's just like a natural, like, oh, okay, I love you. Okay. She's adorable. I got to feed her the whole thing. She didn't cry. She looked at me like, what's up? Like, it almost
she looked
like
at you like bewildered.
No, like she smiled, you know, she's like looking at me. She could tell that I'm Pawpaw. I got to feed her. Boy, I found out I didn't even realize this. I was talking to my daughter and my son-in-law. My son-in-law is a badass. I mean, I don't probably brag about him enough. He's a firefighter. He was in the military. He was special ops, and he's big. Like, you shake his hand, I mean, you like realize, oh boy, this is a badass dude. Like, he's just a big badass, really really cool guy. And he delivered the baby. They asked him if he wanted to, you know, cut the cord. He's like, I'll do it all if you let me. Because he's a firefighter and a paramedic, so he knows how to do all that. And they're like, sure, go ahead. So he got to deliver his own child, which that's a pretty badass move, right?
It's pretty cool.
Like, I wouldn't, no way I would have done it. Like, not me, can't do that. Blood, guts, and gore, I don't need that. I don't need any of that. But for him, that's good. That's good work.
Yeah, I would be in the other room watching television. Yeah. That sounds much better than reaching into my wife and pulling out my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a weird... I wouldn't be able to do it. Good on you, man.
He wow. did it. There was a midwife there. The doctor didn't come in until after the baby was born. He cut the cord. He did everything.
Wow. That's intense. I feel like... I just couldn't look at it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I would try to, you know, I want to get back in. I want to go see it again. And I wouldn't want to look at it.
Yeah.
Like, I always heard that happened to Elvis. So.
Yeah. No, I looked. I remember looking. I just didn't want to be in charge.
It was burned in your brain, right?
No.
Do you remember it?
I remember it.
Okay. Do you remember Wednesday, what we talked about?
No.
Okay. That's my point.
No, but yeah. I mean, I don't know. The whole being in charge of it, though, like, okay, I wanted a doctor there just in case something went wrong. Mm-hmm. But Chris was like, yeah, I'll handle everything. I'll do it. And the doctor left the room and he did the delivery and then he cut the cord. The doctor comes back. Hey, good job. It's like, wow, man, that's kind of crazy. But yeah,
I'm afraid I'd squish it and then there'd be like a soft spot in their head or something, like a dent, and I'm trying to pull it out.
Yeah, you know what made me feel really good? I didn't even mention this to Brittany yesterday, but this made me feel really good, is that when I went there, you know, like Emmett, the little, you know, little two-year-old boy, you know, all of the toys that Pawpaw got him, he had them all kind of lined up together, and he knew, like, Pawpaw got me. He was telling me, Pawpaw got me. And I'm like, yeah, the Godzilla was there, the Batman stuff, everything that I got him was all there, all together. Those toys play together, which I thought was kind of cool. And he knew I got him for him.
All right.
He's only 2 years old. Like, how do you remember that? Why would he care? You know?
Well, you know.
Well, when you're 2 years old, your whole world revolves around what can you put in your mouth and the things that you play with.
I guess.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that's it. There's
But did you remember like who got you what toy when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, my grandpa was my best friend.
Yeah, every time that he sees you, he knows that you're coming with something. You've conditioned him to know
that's true.
That mm-hmm. there's a prize here.
I always had a little Batman toy. Yeah. I had one yesterday.
Yeah,
and as soon as he woke up, he saw my face and a big smile. I'm like, I got you a present. You want it?
Yeah.
That's what pawpaws are supposed
to
do.
You're training this kid.
Hey, listen.
Well, it's going to start with Batman toys, and then when he's like 14, it'll be a car, and then when he's 20, it'll be money for drugs and booze.
You know what he told me? He told me yesterday. He's like, he likes Batman. I like Batman, but pawpaw, I like trains. He's like, let me know. Yeah, just so you know,
all of us.
Next time around.
Yeah, every one of us. I can't imagine a young man at that age not going. We all went through the train
phase. No, you're either like, you break up into groups as a child. You're either a train boy, dinosaur boy, construction equipment boy, and then maybe a little bit monster truck.
Well, I asked him, what do you like better, cars and monster trucks or trains? And he's like, trains.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, all right. Well, now I know. I'll see if I can find a Batman train.
Oh boy!
I think they have one.
Just get him a train. It doesn't have to be a Batman train.
I'm trying to set a good precedent here, man.
I'm brainwashing the kid.
It's my gimmick. It's my gimmick. I want when he grows up.
I like what I like exactly the way that I like it.
When he grows up, I want him in the
I got him a tent.
Pawpaw got me the Batman stuff. Then I had to figure out what am I going to do for Rhea, like the new little granddaughter.
Oh, this could be great. I wanted to see what kind of toys Russ thinks that would be appropriate for a young little baby
girl.
Here's
some pots and pans. Play with those.
Easy bake oven.
Yeah.
here's a little vacuum cleaner.
Here's my first dishwasher. Here you go, Rhea.
Little toy dishes.
Well, I was leaning towards, I could be the Barbie guy, right? Like, Pawpaw brings the Barbies.
You can't go buy Barbies, bro.
Why?
What are you doing?
You can't go to the store and buy Barbies being the Russ Rollins, the man.
Well, I'm not going to walk into the store anymore. Like,
shatter your image.
You just do it on,
be the guy that gets dolls sent to his house. That's not weird.
It's for my granddaughter. Who cares?
You're going to have to explain that, dear mail guy.
They make 75 different Barbies, like, every race, every nationality, every kind of airline stewardess, whatever. You can have, there's all kinds of Barbies you can get, so infinite amount of Barbies. So every time I see her, Barbie.
But I mean, is Barbie really the role model now for young ladies?
I think so, right? Like that's the best role model for ladies now.
No, I think they switched it. I think you got to get her the really expensive American Girl dolls.
Oh, American Girl doll! American Girl just came out with a new doll. And Angel, you remember this? This travesty,
this freaking hustle,
this hustle.
This is the biggest scam ever.
Hold on, where is it? I had the story today. The American Girl dolls now have something new. Hold on, where is it? I didn't even pull it. American Girl announces 2025 Girl of the Year doll. Okay, let's see what the Girl of the Year is.
Is it that Italian boxer?
No, the Girl of the Year is Summer McKinney, who has blonde hair, pink tights, and blue eyes. She's a dog lover and loves to bake.
Well,
there you go. So I can get her.
That's adorable.
Summer McKinney. Those things are so expensive. And
you got to get her the year that she's born, so you got to get her one this year.
What do you think an American Girl doll costs? And Angel, I think you know, so I'm going to ask Ryan. If you're going to get an American Girl doll, if you want to get Summer Kenny, the new 2025 Girl of the Year, what do you think one of those costs?
Got $75.
Yeah, you better get it if you can get it for that.
What?
$125.
Does he have Wi-Fi?
She does not have Wi-Fi.
She doesn't come with Wi-Fi.
She comes with baking accessories.
What?
I knew it.
She bakes.
I knew it.
Ryan, that's just the beginning of this hustle, right? The doll's $125.
Yes.
If you want to get outfits for said doll, you're spending $35 to $40 for a top and a bottom set. Like, you're spending that kind of money that you could buy real clothes for a real child, but you're spending that kind of money for clothing for the doll.
Yeah.
And then if you want to get any of the accessories, here's the other thing, Ryan. Did you know that the American Doll, the stores, have a beauty salon for the dolls?
Yeah, they
what?
Do.
If your child, for whatever reason, decides to just tie knots into the doll's hair or gets it all messed up and everything, you make an appointment, you can go to the beauty salon, and they'll refurbish the hair.
Yes,
let me ask you this. Does it do anything, or does it just sit there like a doll?
Exactly what you're seeing right there.
It's a doll, but it's prestigious. If you get a knockoff, and everybody make fun of you. Yeah. You got to have the American Girl doll. and whatever, dude. Summer McKinney is the new hot thing.
That's ridiculous. It does nothing.
It's a doll. That's what dolls do. Yeah. Dolls do nothing.
It does nothing.
Some of them do things. Some of them talk and wet themselves and do all kinds of weird things.
Babies. You're right about it. This one bakes and has dogs, and you got to buy the dogs extra. Dogs sold separately.
That is a hustle, my friends.
And then I'll tell you what the other hustle is like, so there's a box store that would sell, because they sold a version of, they sold like that same size doll and everything. Mm-hmm. So let's say you get the official American doll, but then you go get the clothing at the Target store and kind of play it off that way.
Oh, right. You can get outfits to match your doll and everything. Yeah. I'm just quickly adding everything up. Because there's all these accessories for 30 bucks. The damn dog is another $30.
Yeah.
You're into like $1,000 if you buy all the stuff.
Now listen, Pawpaw will probably get one American Girl doll, just, you know, when she gets old enough.
You gotta get it
the year that she's born.
This year?
Yeah. You get her Summer McKinney.
Okay, I see. So Summer McKinney is for the year 2025.
Right.
Okay. Well, she. So I gotta find what's
the 2024 one.
Yeah. See who's the 2024 American Girl, and I can get her that one.
You got to be careful how you type that in there, Ryan.
I know.
American Girl, 2024.
Her name is Lila Monetti.
What's she look like?
She looks like, I'll put it on the screen here in a second. Still $125 for old Lila.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not.
Oh, she looks adorable.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, this website's terrible. There you go. But yeah,
Lila Monetti. Oh. she's like an Italian.
She got a horse.
She's
a horse girl. Don't trust horse girls.
She's got a dog.
She got a little corgi.
Lila Monetti. That sounds like a stripper.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What are you doing, dude?
There's Lila Monetti.
This is American Girl dolls,
American
Russ.
American dolls, Russ.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, yeah, so I'll probably do that. But so now I know he loves trains. I gotta set up.
You gotta get him the train CD.
Well, what I wanna do is I'm gonna set up a side of my garage where I'm gonna do a badass train set, right? So when he comes over, Pawpaw's
got... Wait, what happened to the winter train set? The Christmas one?
Yeah, that's at my mom's house.
It's still there?
It's still there, and it's still up. She says she's never taken it down. Mm. So he can go over there and see grandma's, that's for sure.
That's a good one.
But I gotta do a manly one, not a Christmas one.
Me and my grandpa used to do trains.
Oh my God, did you hear what he just said? I gotta do a manly train set, not a Christmas one.
Yeah, it can't be Christmas trains.
Okay, cool. What, in your guys' eyes, in mine's eyes, what is a manly train?
I'm glad you asked. It's a train that goes through the mountains, and there's like cowboys and Indians fighting on the mountain, and then you're going through a little western city.
Let's push those stereotypes.
City, and you see little gunfights in the western city.
Scalping the Indians.
There's Chinese people working on the railroads.
Chinese people working on the railroads, yes. It's old western. It's old western train set.
Yeah, make trains great again.
All right, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, Savannah will be with us. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Macho of the Morning.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I have a way to make your morning more efficient. You can get caught up on the news in about 7 minutes. That is my promise to you as the host of the 7 podcast from the Washington Post. And in that time, I will run down 7 stories, everything from the most important headlines to fascinating new information you might miss otherwise. My name's Hannah Jewell. Go follow the 7 right now, wherever you're listening, and we will get you caught up.
We've all tried protein drinks on the go, but why don't they taste more like the ones we make at home or from the juice bar? They're too chalky and too sweet from sugar or artificial sweeteners. We love the health benefits, but hate the taste. Now you can finally get both with Don't Quit protein drinks. Loaded with 33 grams of protein, 26 vitamins and minerals, and a cleaner approach to ingredients that use no artificial flavors or sweeteners, but still delivers that smooth texture and delicious taste we all crave. Fuel your perseverance with Don't Quit clean protein drinks. Get yours now at Amazon.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Radio 104.1. It's a Friday the 13th. Savannah, you don't believe in that stuff, do you, Friday the 13th?
Well, I didn't until I was driving to work and heard you talking about it, and then I thought I got all freaked out.
No, because
I didn't even know it was Friday the 13th. Then I heard Russ going, Friday the 13th, and what? I was like, oh, no!
I think because, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I think because Taylor Swift has embraced it so much, like all the little Swifties, they all think 13th is cool, and I think it's kind of killed the whole Friday the 13th thing, but I didn't know if you, you don't believe in that kind of hoodoo.
I don't, but now you got my brain on it, so.
Oh, okay.
Now I feel like I believe in it, even though I really don't.
Well, how's your day been so far?
Well, I woke up late, so I'm not happy about that.
Uh-oh, that could be Friday the 13th.
What are you doing today?
Because I like to be on time. But
your makeup looks on point today.
Thank you. I tried a different color today.
I could tell. Yeah. It looks bright and shiny.
Yeah, I'm bright. Well, when I have to leave here at 10 because I have to go to Fox 35. So two things this morning I'm
big
doing.
Big timing us. She's doing,
I'm not big timing you.
She's doing TV.
The only reason she's hanging out with us is because this is on her way to Fox 35. That's all.
I do not appreciate you saying that.
What are you doing for Fox?
I'm not denying it, but I don't appreciate you saying it.
What are you doing for Fox 35 today?
So Fox
TV, Russ.
I wrote three bits for them.
So Fox 35 has been chronicled my journey to Australia.
Oh.
So on the Fox Local app, you can go and you can see videos of my trip to Australia, and they were kind of playing segments throughout Garrett Weimer, who does the noontime show. And so we're just going to go kind of wrap things up for the end of that.
So with you here today, this is your kind of just walkthrough of the stories that you're going to tell when you go see Garrett, and then you'll have it all polished
just
up.
Beta testing.
So I did that last week, too.
That
was part of my plan, secret plans.
Will you be live on with him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, it'll be really exciting. I like Garrett. He does a lot of stories with us. We just took in a new rescue alligator this week. Do you guys want to hear that story?
No.
It's a short story.
Sure.
So, Steve, I guess it was
we rescued an alligator this week. End of story.
Here's the great part to the story. So, this alligator has been living near Wakaiva Springs RV park, I guess.
Okay. That's not where
Minded
I live.
Minded his own business. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the other night, this lady got drunk and decided it would be a fun idea to go swimming naked.
Oh.
Right? In the same water. So,
what's this lady's name?
Huh?
Do you got this lady's name?
I don't have her name. Oh. I don't even know if the story's in the news yet. But anyway, so we're calling him Wild Willie from Wakaiva.
I like it already.
What time did she go swimming?
In the night.
That's dumb.
That's okay, first of all.
In a lake in Florida in the night.
Don't go swimming in the night in Florida. Don't go swimming. I mean, some folks don't even go in the day in Florida. And then don't walk your dogs by the water's edge. How many times does the world have to say that?
Three Days Grace song about that.
What sends you skinny dipping at night in Florida? Is it wine? Is it whiskey? Is it tequila? Triple R blended whiskey.
It's the heat.
Makes you take your clothes off and jump in a lake that you know every lake has a gator in it.
All of them.
That's stupid. Anyway,
we could say that they're from out of town, but I'm certain there were signs somewhere that said, please don't swim in here. Wild Willie lives in here, and we'd appreciate Wild Willie being able to stay because that's his home.
Yeah.
But no, you got to get butt ass naked, jump in the water where a Wild Willie's living. You're polluting his water.
Right.
Yep. We keep gentrifying these lakes.
What did Wild Willie bite? Was it her leg?
He didn't bite her.
He didn't
do anything to her.
What the hell? Why are we messing with Wild Willie?
Because she jumped in the lake.
Because she jumped in the lake. And then, so if the alligator was in close proximity, somebody probably called, deemed it a nuisance. Now it has to go.
That's Boulder Dash.
Well, that's
how squatters take
your
house.
Every day in Florida.
So just because she jumped in the water and Wild Willie was in the water, he didn't touch her. Now we got to take Wild Willie.
He may have approached her, but he didn't touch her.
Okay, so, you know.
Can we put Wild Willie in the pond right over here?
That's called Look, Don't Touch.
Wild Willie lives at Gatorland now.
Aww.
I mean, he's happy. I'm sure he's happier than what the alternative would have been.
Well, yeah, a bang stick. Yeah, I'm what? Sure. But that just sucks, man, because he didn't even do anything.
It happens all over Florida every single day.
Hey, did you watch the end of Chimp Crazy?
I stopped watching it.
Oh.
Here's why I stopped watching
it.
Oh,
can I tell you the end? Well, I'll tell you the end.
I don't care if you tell me the end. I stopped watching it at this point, right? So starting a documentary with a proxy director is a lie from jump, right? Not saying they didn't do great things, not saying they didn't save the chimps, but and not saying that lady's not crazy. But you're starting a documentary with a lie, right? You're continuing the lie. At the point that you knew that that animal, right, was in the basement.
Tonka.
You should have immediately contacted authorities, but you didn't because you wanted to keep your propaganda documentary going.
Yeah.
So you waited a full year. Now, if you were really afraid that that animal was in danger and that animal was going to die, you would have reported it immediately, but that wouldn't have served your purpose of having this great propaganda PETA documentary. So at that point, I was like, okay, you guys aren't doing the right thing. I have to quit watching it.
I understand your protest, and I probably, you know what, I'll wait and tell you off the air, because there are a lot of people I haven't seen it, and I don't want to make people mad, but there are a couple things at the end that, like, oh, you got to see. I'll tell you about.
And then calling in another journalist to co-sign your BS in that, like, so should I tell authorities or should I keep this going? Maybe it's happening other places. All of that is just to serve your own selfish purpose.
Yeah, she's a nasty lady, but I'll tell you what happens. It's actually kind of cool. But anyway, so you got the Wild Willie is now at Gatorland and safe.
And safe. And nothing's going to happen to Wild Willie. I saw him yesterday swimming around. I have a hunch because of Wild Willie's size, someone was probably feeding Wild Willie at the RV park. I can't prove it.
Oh, I can guarantee it.
But I will say, he was a fat alligator.
Yeah, I can guarantee the RV park got nothing to do. Let's go feed the gator.
And then yesterday I was walking by just to see if I would see him. And I was like, Willie! And then he popped up, and I was like, okay, 100% someone was feeding him.
Oh, right? Oh, yeah.
If he knows his name, when by the time he gets to the park, someone was feeding him and calling him long enough for that.
Or he hears a human voice,
and
he's like, oh, that I associate that with food. Yeah.
So right, we got to stop doing that, Florida.
I have another Florida story with gators that I want to ask you about. You've probably already seen it, but we'll get into that in a little bit. Also, let's find out what prize we have in the prize pinata, because you can now win a prize from us. The telephone number is 407-916-1041. Get on the line. We'd love for you to be new, like a brand new listener that's never won.
How are we going to know they're new?
And don't brag about I've won 4, 5, 6 times in a row. Who we got? What we got to give away today?
Today's prize pinata is brought to you by our great friends over there at Cento Family Moving and Storage. They are Central Florida's trusted source for local and long-distance moving services. From packing to delivery, Cento Moving is fully licensed and insured to provide you a seamless moving experience. All you got to do is go to the website, centomoving.com. That is CentoMoving.com. Forget the stress. Move with the best. That's Cento Family Moving and Storage. Russ, in today's prize pinata, up first, we have a $50 Gray's Craze gift certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Gray's Craze is now open in Winter Park. You guys have heard us talk about it a couple times. We've been brought up their charcuterie boards, and they're absolutely amazing. Celebrate everything with made-to-order charcuterie boards featuring handcrafted arrangements of meats, cheeses, breads, fresh fruits and veggies, sweets, and more. Order for pickup or catering and free delivery, local delivery at grayscraze.com. So that's a $50 gift certificate towards one of their charcuterie boards. We also have, Russ, a pair of tickets to Orlando City SC versus New England Revolution. And that's Saturday, September the 14th at Inter & Co Stadium. Brought to you by WG Sports Center. Discover indoor soccer coming soon near you. Hit them up on Instagram. It's at WG Sports Center. And we'll wrap it up with a pair of tickets. Whoops. Those are ours, Russ. Hold on a second. I go to the right screen. Hold on. And those are the prizes in today's prize for Yana.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, we'll do trivia when we come back. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Out. Are you ready to work together to create a healthier life?
Or you could just say, Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, everyone. It is Ryan Seacrest here. Ready to heat up your summer vacation? Get ready. Things are about to get sizzling at Chumba Casino. Your summer getting a whole lot hotter with a special daily login bonus waiting just for you. So,
Sign up now for Reels of Fun and Reels of Prizes right here at Chumba Casino with yours truly. Join me at ChumbaCasino.com and dive into a summer of social casino fun.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Wherever you are in the world, it's an exciting time in politics.
Take a deep dive into the stories making the news headlines across the world.
The News Agents.
We're not just here to tell you what's happening, but why. From me, Emily Maitlis.
And me, John Sopel.
With Global's award-winning podcast, The News Agents, dropping daily, covering everything you need to know about politics and current affairs.
And The News Agents USA, in the race for the White House. Listen to The News Agents on Global Player.
When you think about energy drinks, you probably think about physical performance. But what if you could have a mental edge, too? Don't Quit is one of the only energy drinks on the market that contains a powerful ingredient called Cognizin that has been clinically studied to improve your focus, attention, and overall brain health. That's why Don't Quit is one of the fastest-growing energy drinks in the country. Don't let the wrong ingredients knock you down. Fuel your perseverance with Don't Quit energy drinks. Get yours now at Walmart.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.